My name is Bob Cheney, and I'm now 92 years of age. With Irene and I think we are the oldest people still alive that went to services in the old cathedral. I first met Irene in Maine, 1940, and with the occasional air raids that were going on at the time, we weren't able to get together much, but anyway, we did keep on. But on November 14th, of course, virtually everything changed with the massive air raid on Coventry.
The raid began at 7:30 and lasted till 6:00 the following morning. Hardly had the sound of one squadron died away than we heard the engines of another. The raiders dive-bombed and dived again. They dropped high explosives, incendiaries and explosive incendiaries.
That night was one of the worst nights that we have ever experienced in all our lives.
There was a mist over the town as men and women began to crawl out of their shelters to look for their friends and survey the ruins of their city. They could hardly recognize it.
We didn't realize until the following day that the cathedral had been completely destroyed.
And I didn't see it until the Saturday evening. And I just stood there in tears, I'm afraid. Just couldn't believe it had happened.
It was the spirit of our forefathers that built that grand building. I believe that spirit is with us still and will help us to rebuild it one day to the glory of Jesus Christ.
They cleared away some of the rubble in the old cathedral and announced that they were going to build a new one. They were asked architects from all over the world to submit plans for the rebuilding. Sir Basil Spence was the successful one. A lot of people thought that Coventry Cathedral was not going to be like a cathedral. They thought it would be like a factory, an abattoir, a cinema, anything but a cathedral.
Well, it's very difficult for lay people to realise what it's going to look like in the end, but we all hope that it would be brilliant.